the transformational power of spiritual ideas from the word become available when they are consciously remembered, which means when they are used consciously to frame our experience. So this kind of consciousness is not a rote or static kind of remembering. It's an active or living remembering which only occurs when we are conscious of being here in the ordinary everyday conditions of life to work. It's also the case that when we use spiritual principles to guide our understanding of sacred scripture, that the Lord is able to provide insights into the processes involved in the regeneration of the human mind. In the book of Revelation, in chapter 20, verses 11 to 15, there's a judgment that takes place on those who have died and find themselves in the spiritual world. And that process is centered around the opening of books in which are recorded the works of those who have died. And there is also another book mentioned there, which is called the Book of Life. And we are told that anyone whose name isn't in it are cast into the lake of fire. So I'll just read this section from Revelation 20. As I said, it's verses 11 to 15. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. So this, of course, isn't to be taken literally, but is something that offers a symbolic depiction of a psycho-spiritual reality. The opening of the books describes the process of coming to see the quality of the motives that underpin our life. This is said to occur before the great white throne, this being a symbol for the principles of the word that govern all things. So working with truths from the word and allowing them to govern our life opens up to our conscious awareness the quality of what passes for our mental life, our thoughts and affections. All that is done from self-interest when seen to be such is judged from the word or seen to be opposed to the life of heaven. And that's the judgment. From a logopraxis perspective, it's a spiritual or mental process that is continually unfolding for us as we engage with truths from the text. So the idea of being cast into the lake of fire describes the rejection of what is evil and false through coming to see its true nature in the light of what the word teaches. Similarly, to have one's name written into the Book of Life speaks to the acknowledgement of the Lord or word as the only life and source of every quality that enables human beings to become angels.